Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got to tell you, 4 minutes and 50 seconds ago, my entire studio shook. We have gotten some major thunder booms and big cracks of lightning up here in Hanover County. I'm just telling you, it's pouring right now. Pouring buckets. And poor Pixie, my senior executive producer, is cowering under the desk. It's terrible. It's terrible. But I guess it we'll cool it down just a little bit, and it's going to be gone in a couple of hours. That's what I'm reading anyway. Are you getting hit where you are? I am curious. Do me a favor. Just shoot me a quick text, would you, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know where you are, what you're seeing, what you're hearing up here anyway. It's nasty. Gosh, it just is like somebody turned the lights off and branches and leaves and stuff started shaking and quaking and, well, anyway, is what it is. Weather, right? All right. We now know that Richmond Mayor Danny Avula is very, very concerned with illegal aliens. At the same time, he does not give a crap about the laws. Well, I'm glad he was able to straighten that up. Because a lot of people were questioning, well, you know, Danny Avuli, the mayor who can't, well, what's his name? The mayor. The guy who's not LeVar. Yeah, that guy. Is he okay with having the law enforced? Well, now we know he's not. Now we know that the mayor of Richmond stands completely and totally with criminals. Okay, let me just share what he said. Quote, Richmond is a city that stands for inclusion, compassion and care for each of our residents. Well, I mean, that sort of warms the cockles of your heart or the cockles of or the heart of your cockles. I don't know, whatever's being warmed up when you hear, oh, isn't that cute? What does that mean, Mr. Mayor? And as mayor, I will do everything within my power to protect and support Richmonders. That means illegal aliens who happen to be in Richmond. Let's be clear on that, Mr. Mayor. At least have the courage of your convictions. Stop wrapping yourself in this, aw, I care for everybody crap, and just be honest. Be honest and say you care more about the illegal aliens who are in Richmond than people who are not illegal aliens. That's what you said. Quote, our local police officers will continue to focus on keeping our neighborhood safe through community policing. Well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. RPD is out there doing the job every single day. They're doing a great job. If you really cared about them, by the way, Mr. Mayor, you might want to pay them more and staff them higher. But, I mean, you're actually working on that, so I'll give you credit for that. And he says, local laws, not on enforcing this federal policy. Mr. Mayor, it's a law. It's a law. Those who have broken into our nation have committed a crime. Well, Jeff, I heard it's a civil penalty. I heard it's this. I understand. It's a crime. It is a crime. And President Trump and his team are offering people who are in the nation illegally a way to rectify it. No, not with amnesty. Well, it just made them citizens. No. No. They are saying to them that you can self-deport. We'll give you $1,000 and an airline ticket. You get out of Dodge, and then you get back in line. And you can apply to come here legally the right way, which is fantastic. If, however, you stay here in contravention of the law, and ICE, when they find you, has to deport you, go before an immigration judge who orders you to be reported, and a final order of removal is entered, and they have to deport you, well, then you may never come back to the United States. You really want to roll the dice that way? Or would you like to play by the rules? That's it. We are committed, the mayor says, to prioritizing the safety and dignity of all Richmonders as we navigate this moment. What the hell does that mean? He is just so full of crapola and will not tell people honestly what it is that he believes. Just say it, Mr. Mayor. You are concerned more for illegal aliens than people who are in the country legally. But you're not alone. You're not alone. Nicole Jones, who is a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 9th District. Here's what she wrote. My heart is heavy today. Aw, I am saddened by the reports of an ICE raid. A raid. Anybody want to suggest to the councilwoman that she may either want to purchase a dictionary or check out dictionary.com and run the word raid through that? I'm just trying to help. I'm just spitballing here. Anyway, she says, I am saddened by the reports of an ICE raid that took place in our 9th district. The 9th district is a place of rich and cultural diversity where everyone, regardless of immigration status, deserves to feel safe, living with dignity and without fear. Well, no, Madam Councilwoman, that's not true. If you have broken the law and you are in the country illegally, and yes, that includes the 9th district in the city of Richmond, then you are subject to the law. And the law says you're a criminal. And you have an option now. President Trump has given you this option. DHS has given you this option. You can self-deport and pick up $1,000 on your way out of the country and a free airline ticket. And then you can get in line and make application to return. That's a pretty good deal. Instead of understanding the law or caring about the law, City Councilwoman Nicole Jones, just like Mayor Dr. Danny, says, I care more about illegal aliens than I do anyone else in the community. She goes on to write, I stand with our immigrant neighbors. Well, Madam Council Member, would you care to define immigrant? Same thing. Same thing. Are we talking about people who are legal immigrants or illegal immigrants? There's a world of difference. And if you want to understand the difference, speak to anybody who is actually a legal immigrant. Somebody who has gone through the process, followed the rules, played by the book. They will tell you what's involved. And I'm not telling you it's easy. And if we decide legislatively we want to make it a different process, so be it. But you can't just pick and choose which freaking laws you decide to follow. That's not the way this works. Well, I don't like the speed laws. So instead of going 55, I'm going to travel at 84 miles an hour. And when I get pulled over and I'm given a ticket, which, by the way, is a civil infraction, I will say I just have decided I don't want to follow those rules. Nope, I don't like them. And you know what happens? The judge will laugh in my general direction before saying, pay the clerk on the way out. We are actively working to ensure that resources and support are available immediately and ongoing, City Councilwoman Nicole Jones says. Well, tell me this, Madam Council Member. Where are you getting the money for that? Resources, well, that involves some sort of tax expenditure, doesn't it? Because I have a feeling you're not reaching into your pocket to front the costs on this. So are you telling me that City of Richmond tax dollars are being used to somehow, some way protect those who are breaking the law by being in the country illegally? I'd love for you to answer that. And she ends with this. Let's respond with solidarity, showing up for one another with reassurance and care. Well, I care. I want to reassure people that things will be better. But I'm not going to lie to people and say, hey, it's really cool that you're breaking the law. Well, I don't think that's good. Mike Jones, never one to be left out of a political virtue signaling posturing moment, says he will be hosting a, quote, community press conference. I missed it. At 11 a.m. Doggone it. I wish I would have seen this earlier because, well, no, I wouldn't have gone to it, but at least I would have known it was going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's craziness. Just craziness. All right. That's all. I just wanted to share that. I will remind you that the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. By all means, you can reach out to me on this particular story. I'm hoping you listen to my friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard this morning with Rich on Richmond's Morning News. The sheriff did an amazing job, as he always does, explaining the law and how the law is observed and enforced and keeps everybody safe. It's just that straightforward. And I also got to hear Dan explaining due process, which is very important, because people don't understand that. It's weird stuff. While you're paying attention to me, and I don't know how long that's going to last, but while you're paying attention to me, I want to remind you, we're in the last couple of days of the Best of Richmond competition, Richmond Times-Dispatch. I need your support. So I am asking you to text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505, okay? So you're going to text to 804-430-5505, and you will text 100. That's the number you enter to vote by text. Again, text 100 to 804-430-5505. We are in the home stretch, so just a couple of days left. I hope that you will go online and vote that way as well. Online, go.richmond.com/the best. go.richmond.com/the best. You click on the tab that says entertainment, click on the thing that says best afternoon radio show, and there you have it. It is 360 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.